You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. I'm Jeffrey Callison. There's more about our guests and topics at capradio.org/insight. Sacramento modern rock band Too Much Fiction is working on a new album, and we were curious to hear some of it, so we've invited them back onto Insight. They were on the show in January 2008. Too Much Fiction, welcome back to Insight.
Hi, Jeffrey. Hi. How's it going?
Let's start with drummer percussionist Pat Stanley. Pat, the band is working on a new album. Were you trying something different with the album, or were you trying to refine the kind of stuff you were doing before?
We're working more on refining, but we're also blending a lot of the character of each person's talents, with Ron being in the group and Fred and now Amanda on lead vocals, which she's come back to the band after a 3-year absence. We're kind of putting a blend of all of us together and actually expanding, making it, you know, probably about 12, 13 tracks on this one.
Yeah. How far along is the album?
We have most of the music completed and probably about a fifth of the vocal tracks.
Yeah. Well, you were good enough to share with me a recording close to being finished, I guess, of one of the songs of the album. We'll hear that a little later. But first, you brought your instruments to our studio. It's albeit a stripped-down version of the band, correct?
Correct, yeah, acoustic.
Yeah.
And here, this is an acoustic version of one of the songs from the upcoming album. What's it called?
This one's called Everything Has Changed.
Okay, let's hear it.
Thank you.
in our studio. That's an acoustic version of a new song by the Sacramento band Too Much Fiction. The song's called Everything Has Changed. It's going to be in an upcoming album that they're expecting to come out in late December. They're also at Vegas Nightclub tonight in Old Sacramento. The band's in our studio. The singer there, Amanda Lynn Powell. Amanda Lynn, welcome.
Hi.
This is your second time in the band. Why did you leave and why did you come back?
Well, I was working on some of my own solo projects, and also my job at the time kind of kept me away from being able to have, you know, a band and work on that with that. So now I have a lot more time with the job I have now, and I like the way that the band was going, and they asked me to come back and audition, and no hesitation, I came back, and it felt right, so I'm excited to be back.
Well, that's your second time in the band. Fred Schmidt, the bassist, this is your third time.
Right.
What happened the first time you came back to the band and then left again?
The first time I moved to New York for a few years, and then when I moved back, the band asked me back. And the second time, I just had another opportunity, and I didn't have time for both. So after that, they asked me back again. So I'm excited to be here. I really like the way the band works together, and it's just, it's good.
And it feels like home with Fred in the band. He's the right bass player for me.
Most definitely, yeah. It wouldn't be Too Much Fiction without Fred.
You just heard there Kevin Collins, one of the guitarists. You weren't here last time the band was on.
Yeah, last time I had to go to a court appointment for an adoption process, which has been completed. So we now have two additions to the family, and I'm glad to have that over with.
Glad to hear it. And the other member of the band, Ron Van H, guitarist.
Hi.
Welcome back. How does the band work? We've been hearing that people sing they like the way the band works.
Well, I think it's a real collaboration. Any one of us can bring an idea to the studio, and we just start looping it. We start playing with it. And everybody's really open to anybody saying, well, I like that, but what if we did this? What if we did that? And One minute it's Amanda bringing something or vocal melodies or words, and the next time it could be me.
And when you say looping it, what do you mean?
We just keep playing the riff or the little nugget, the little seed of the melody over and over, so people can start to think of their part or think of where it might go next, or maybe some words that seem to fit.
And Pat Stanley, what about the song we heard the band play in our studio, Everything Has Changed? Did any one person write that, or was it the group?
Yeah, that was a Ron nugget to start with, definitely, yeah. And brought it in, and everyone just hopped on top of it. There wasn't a lot to do with it. And I think Ron had a lot of passion and thoughts put into it before he brought it to the band. So it kind of had a good feel to begin with. And, you know, playing it here today, obviously it's very stripped down. I mean, we're playing with very minor instrumentation and our full sort of spectral sound's not there, but it was real fun to do it this way. And we did it this way last night in Old Folsom.
And we can hear more of what the band really sounds like with a clip from another song that you've recorded and is almost finished, I guess, for the upcoming album. It's called Yeah. Who wrote this?
This was one that I wrote. This actually, Kevin. It's going to be on the new album, but It's one that was actually written 4 or 5 years ago, and it kind of died with the singer who was in the band at that time. And I always had it in the back of my mind because I really liked the song, and I thought Amanda's voice really was complimentary to that song, and so I wanted to bring it back.
Let's hear some of it. Yeah, from an upcoming album by our guests, the band Too Much Fiction. They are playing at Vegas Nightclub tonight in Old Sacramento. Too Much Fiction are Pat Stanley, Amanda Lynn Powell, Fred Schmidt, Kevin Collins, Ron Van H. Thank you all so much for coming on Insight today.
Thank you. Thanks.
And that's Insight for this week. Insight's theme was composed by Joe Gilman and Paul Conley. Today's associate producers were Kelly Menemeyer and Michelle Grafis. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, with engineering support today from Evan Matzler. Our senior producer is Jen Picard. She returns on Monday. Insight's executive producer, our boss, is Carl Watanabe. Thank you for joining us.